Well, you know that saying, if something goes wrong, it will? I'll tell you something. Was it last Saturday or Sunday? Everything that could possibly have gone wrong during a late afternoon deer hunt out by Milmay, May's Landing area, with my lovely Dee Marie, we're a guest of great friend of Rack and Fin Radio for many years, Hugh Carberry. Shout out to Carberry! Went wrong. And yet the results? My lovely lady just does it again. Hey, you're inside Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. Weekend of January 22nd and 23rd. Long story short, schedules have been crazy. Have not deer hunted as much as we would have liked this past year. Venison supply getting low, low. So we wanted one more deer, stoke up the freezer to get us through the mid-spring through early summer grilling season. Then we're on to the fishing a whole bit like that. So we're out there, and first of all, got turned around. We finally find the hunting area. Great. We're in. As Dee Marie's getting set up in the blind, said, let me go check this out. Check out the bait pile. I had a little bit of here, a little bit of there. Low bush blueberry. All 300 pounds of me hit the friggin' ground. Boom! Face first. So I'm there struggling, all tangled up in my Carhartt's camo. I look like a turtle and a tortoise is upside down. Dee Marie's like, I get struggle up, get everything straightened out, get down, everybody. Okay, everything's good. Everything's get back. Now, thank God I'm covered with scent shield. If that stuff really works, who knows? Obviously, it does. Get back in the blind. Demery's looking like, oh, God, what did I bring you? Why did I bring you? But my lovely lady, she has a heart of gold, heart of platinum when it comes to me. So here's the deal. So we're sitting down, and everything's quiet, and we start to hear some crows, heard a squirrel, whatever. Then I swallow wrong. You ever do that? I'm chewing a piece of gum or something. You swallow wrong. Excuse me, trying to suppress it like that. If there was a look that can kill, Dee Marie was giving it to me. So my head's exploding, my eyes are popping out. And she's all of a sudden, she just stops, freezes, and said, whispers, there's two deer out there. Here they come. Don't bleeping move. Now I'm half in a swallow. My face is the color of a Valentine on Valentine's Day, a box of candy. Doe comes in, very quiet. 5 minutes later, now we're in the blind, maybe 10 minutes. 5 minutes after there, in it comes, cat and mouse, cat and mouse, cat and mouse, cat and mouse, between the trees and the brush, cat and mouse, opening, wham! Deer went all of about 15 yards. What a shot. Took out the heart and the right leg. We have venison down. Just want to say, my lovely Dee Marie actually says, never give up. If anything could go wrong, it's going to go wrong when Tom P's there. But she was the, she evened the odds. Congratulations to my lovely lady. Hey, my really jammed show coming up. Chuck Forimsky, the fly show next week. After that, we have Nick Honoshevsky, Saltwater Underground, back for his second season. His show kicks ass. And after that, Captain Jim Frieda. Going to have a seminar, a couple of seminars at the fly show. Saltwater fly rodding for stripers. So grab that cup, grab that Rebel Jam show. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio. Man, deer down. Gotta love it. Oh. So here's the best part. Even better. Got to give a shout out to John Sclaret. We stop in. I got to make this at my Maze Landing. We stop in Danny's Pizza Pizzazz because, I have to eat. I have to eat all the work I did almost messing up this entire hunt. I just Denise and Hugh gutted the deer, dragged out. Like, I don't do that work. Dying for it. Now, this place is right behind Bucktails Outfitters there. What's that old Harding Highway? So we're in there. Guy comes in, camo hat, and he comes up to me. He says, hey, is that your truck? I said, uh-oh. He says, I've been listening to you all these years. Shout out to John Sclaret from Maze Landing. Johnny, thanks for listening. I hope you got the Rack and Fin Radio cap and a nice buck on the side running through. Your official Rack and Fin Radio member. Okay, people, now grab that cup, grab that Red Bull. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio. Hey, it's show time. Kicked off a couple of weeks ago with a wildly successful Wildwood Fishing and Boating Expo. Shout out to Jerry Vessels. Congratulations, Jerry. You kicked ass. Did a great job. Well, some shows are being canceled. Garden State Outdoor Expo, that was canceled that same weekend. We're going to find out about the Suffering Show, what's going on. There is a show coming up next weekend. Balls to the wall. All systems go. The largest fly fishing show, I believe, in the country. Maybe the guests will correct me on that, but it's been around a long time. Tom P, fly fishing on Rack and Fin Radio. Hell yeah. Now, listen, a little bit of a drive. We'll get into that later. up there in Edison. It's going to be at the New Jersey Convention and Exposition Center. Very easy to get to. Every major highway goes right there. This is the bass fishing. Okay, that's sort of flat now. General freshwater has been flat, steady business over there. The one area that's still growing, albeit slowly, but still showing signs of growth, hasn't really flatlined. Now, by flatline, I mean, you know, staying steady, is the fly fishing end of things. This show has it all. Okay, you're talking 51 seminars over 3 days, a destination theater, an invention theater. This thing is to me, the $18 price, you sit there and just watch. Okay, covers you know, the exotic, you know, like Mongolia, you know, Iceland, Belize, Chile, Labrador, Cuba, blah, blah, blah. But then you got the back to basics of one seminar, back to basics, fishing spring creeks, wet flies. I had a great article on a fisherman years ago, if I say so myself, called Getting It Wet. Oh, yeah, wet flies, the most underrated way to catch trout, especially in the springtime. Also great on smallies. And the Keep It Simple, Stupid Guide to Hatches and Pattern Headers. Also 15 classes over 3 days with the experts. Fly tying classes and 13 casting demonstrations. Mary, mother of God, it has it all. And joining us on the line right now is Chuck Ferrimsky. He is with the Fly Fishing Show. Chuck, glad to have you back. Now, your fly tying symposium was a monster success back in November. What's this, an encore? What are you doing here, brother?
Well, you know, I semi-retired, but yet I'm going
you
to every
never
show
retire.
To help my son out.
You never retire, Ferrimsky, semi or otherwise.
My son gave me the tying symposium to keep because that was my baby, and it's a smaller show and it's less work. He's working 12 hours a day to put on these fly fishing shows. I call him. He can't talk. He said, Dad, I just got 10 emails while I talk to you. I got to hang up. Well, he's working so hard. This show's going to be awesome, and I'm so glad we're having such a success getting people excited about it. It's going to be really, really busy.
Well, Chuck, it's at the convention. It's a beautiful facility. And listen, by the way, Chuck's an Ocean City boy. Yes, right here in the Rack and Fin Radio. This is an Ocean City boy. My first encounter with Ferrimsky. What is that guy doing? What is that guy doing over there? Watched him catch, and I wouldn't believe it unless I saw it myself. I'm fly fishing on and off. Watched him catch a flounder in probably 12 to maybe 16 inches of water, which he showed me later was a crab fly that looked so real I wanted to put it in the gravy. Chuck, remember that? I said, you can't do that. And you said, I just did.
Catching a flounder. You're still bugging me to give you one. Forget it.
I said I'd buy it, Chuck. I had a greatly reduced rate.
Oh, that's different. I didn't know that. You paid for anything. Yeah.
he's killing me. Can we cut his time down? Well, Chuck, also now, I remember when the first fly show, you and Barry Serviente, started. I remember we're sitting around the table, wood advertising, having coffee, and Dick went to Tom P. We were off on a Friday. It started. He says, why don't you're going to go home? I said, yeah, I was living up North Jersey at the time, part-time, back and forth. Take a ride by, see how it's going. Well, Chuck, I left. I'll never forget that day. It was in the early 90s, was it not? Mid-90s? When was that?
Yeah, well, I think it was 89.
Or 89?
89 or 90, yeah, listen, real close.
Listen, it was a sleet and freezing. It rained down Ocean City. I got up to the parkway around Brick, and it turned to sleet and freezing. When I get up there, and I'm driving, and I slowly went by. And now, this listeners, trust me on this. I never did drugs, so my memory's fine, okay? Chuck, I'll never forget. It was still a half hour before opening for Rimsky. Listeners, two deep, sometimes three deep, and that line had to be 100 yards long if it was an inch.
It was amazing.
This is before cell phones. I stopped at a gas station. It cost me, I think, $3, Chuck, to get down here, to get hold of Dick and Ocean. I said, Mr. Wood, you're not going to believe it. He says, no kidding. I said, man. He says, well, if anyone's going to make it work, it's Ferrimsky. And it went from there. So, Chuck, you've been around since then. It's grown in leaps and bounds, leaps and bounds. I think there's close to 300 exhibitors. There's $30,000 listeners in door prizes. This show is a monster. And, Chuck, let's get into it. I mean, planning this, the history of the fly show, there's a need for it. Now, is this there's a series of fly shows around the country. Is this the biggest?
Oh, absolutely, and the most. We go to, well, this year we're at six cities. And last year I looked at some past records. We did 10 one year when Barry and I had the show. We did a show in Texas. We did a show.
I remember that, yeah.
Yeah, we did. I just watched the news the other day in Charlotte. got like an inch of ice down there. Well, we did a show in Charlotte one year, and it rained overnight Saturday, and Sunday it turned to ice. Well, they have no equipment in Charlotte for anything. And about, oh, I don't know, maybe 100 people came to the show when we normally get a couple thousand. It was amazing. But when you're talking about that first show in Somerset,
I'll never forget that.
Barry and I were nervous as heck because we spent all the money that we had between the two of us to pay for the rental of the place, the advertisement, you name it. We thought, well, if we get 2,500 people, maybe we'll make a couple bucks to invest for the next year. Well, I think we got 6,500 people.
And listen, by the next year, the exhibitors were in the hallways. Remember that, Chuck?
Yeah.
I remember coming and said, what's this? What's this? I thought they were, these were paying exhibitors. You had a pack because, again, for this market, Chuck, it's the biggest and only game in town. Now, listen, admission is $18 and that, per day, $28 for 2 days, $38 for 3 days. Children five and under are free, ages 6 to 12, $5. Scouts under 16 in uniform, active, free. Military with ID, $10. Well, Chuck, you basically have it covered. You have the who's who of fly fishing, Chuck, I would say around the world here. Guests, line them up. Schedules are jammed as they are. How did you get this? I mean, Bobby Romano, Jason Randy, Captain Gene Quigley, mentioned Andy Mill, former husband of Chris Everett, I believe.
Yeah.
Timmy Camisa, Tom Boyd, Gary Borger, Barry and Kathy Beck, Minga Mort. You got them all here, Chuck.
Well, it's a balancing act. Just like you said, there are other shows around the country, but they're usually one-day shows by a club, local trout club or fly fishing club or whatever. They don't have the revenue because they don't get the big crowds. It's only a one-day show. They get maybe 400 or 500 people. Well, these celebrities aren't cheap. You have to give them money. You have to pay for their flights, their rooms, their food. And as many as we have, the only way we can do it, believe it or not, is because of you. You know why? Because you get the customers to come. They buy a ticket. We take that money, and we say, okay, we have enough to hire four more celebrities. And then first thing you know, we get enough people at a show like this coming up. We get so many people, we have the money, and we could add to it and get more celebrities and just make it busier and busier. So everybody helps everybody out, especially the customers now, because a lot of people are afraid with all the news. Who the heck knows? We might open the doors and they might say, hey, Crimea was just invaded. And everybody says, I'm not leaving. They might drop a bomb on my town.
Right.
People get afraid of everything. It's on the news all the time. But we're going straight ahead with everything. We don't expect any problems. I check every week and I call up there to the convention center, and I find out what shows they have, and I find out, was there any problem, any fist fights because someone didn't want to wear a mask? Never a problem, and they get big crowds, and everybody loves it. So we're happy that we're doing the show. We didn't cancel.
Okay, it's the elephant in the room, Chuck, about the COVID. What's the deal? Mask voluntary?
Whatever the state requires in the community. The only restrictions would be from the health guy that's in charge of that county, and we're following all the rules. And basically, there's no absolute requirement for you. You can wear a mask, you can not wear a mask, but we would hope, and I can't give you the statistics, but my guess is that there's more people that prevented getting sick by getting vaccinations and taking all the precautions on an individual basis. These are fly fishermen, fly tires, They pay attention to their health. They want to be fishing and getting in the outdoors. They're not going to abuse themselves and take advantage of places and going where they shouldn't be. So at the Tying Symposium, we had no problems at all.
There you go.
And by the way, I went down to Wildwood to the show. And everybody was happy. The people that wore masks were a guy and his wife and a couple kids, which you would expect because they're worried about their kids. And guys like three and four guys that are maybe buddies that fish together, they were walking around and everyone was fine. And I had no problems at my show and they didn't have any. So Nobody ever called me to complain.
There we go. Listen, we're talking to Chuck Ferimsky. Topic is the Fly Fishing Show next week, January 28th, 29th, and 30th at the New Jersey Convention Exposition Center up in Edison. Very easy run from any point. Okay, from Cape May, it's going to be a ride. We get that. But for the most part, easy to get
hours.
To. Shop for the newest tackle. Book your next dream trip. Listen, by the way, I met a guy, man. He was raving about it. He happened to be an exhibitor. I read the Dollar Store of all places. I'm not going to mention the South Jersey town, but it was down here. And, hey, Tom P., whoa, what's going on? Blah, blah, blah. He says, you're going to be at the Fly Show? I said, probably going to be ice fishing. I may try to get there on Sundays. Ice fishing. Oh, but a guy from Chandler Camps up there in Arista County, Maine, raves about
the show. I saw him listed as an exhibitor.
Raves.
He's in our Atlanta show.
Raves about the show, raves about the results. Yeah, Tom P., it's not part of, fly fishing isn't part of the show. It is the show. Listen, there's going to be fly tying demonstrations, casting demonstrations. Chuck, but we only have a couple minutes left. Two things I want to focus on, which a masterstroke on your part and Benji and Mrs. Ferimsky's part there. Women and youngsters involved
Absolutely.
With this. Talk about that. We've got a couple of minutes. Go!
We have some young guys tying flies and demonstrating, and we have adult clubs that have tables at the show that are going to show kids how to tie flies, how to do knots, not only the kids, but the parents. The kids will know more than some of the parents. And the parents, first thing you know, they sit in the chair and they tie a fly. And then there's casting going on all the time. I hate to correct you because you're usually always right. You mentioned 50 seminars during the show. That's 50 a day, not during the whole show. Every day we have over 50 talks. I don't know how you could pick out what you want to see. You don't have time to do anything.
Chuck, math was never my – come on, math was never my strong point.
But we have
Ask
like
my
eight
banker.
Destination theater rooms, four big seminar rooms, and fly tying demos and casting going on every hour. You pick what you want to go to.
Chuck, I will tell you, people think I'm sorry, 3 days. This should maybe be a 4 or 5 day event because there's that much in there. Chuck, your take on the importance of women, the economic engine, women in the not only the fly fishing but the fishing industry itself. To me, it's an untapped resource. Your opinion?
Well, I'll tell you, I never saw anything about women guides when I first started to fish. Now every fly shop has a woman guide, and a number of them went independent. There's like three or four gals that are real good fly fishers. They have their own guide service. And you go out in a trip maybe out west, especially in Colorado or Montana or Wyoming, man, these are great guides. And these women are, you know, they're not sitting home knitting and doing laundry and dishes.
Listen, that's pure Ferimsky. That wasn't me. Well, Chuck, we're up against a break. Chuck, people want to find out more about the fly show. Buy tickets in advance. What's the dealio? Where do they go?
Just go on the website, flyfishingshow.com, and all the information is on there, plus the brochure. Everything's listed on there. Just click on it and find it out.
Okay, Ferimsky, I may darken your doorway on Sunday the 30th because I'm going to be ice fishing my whatever off on the 28th and 29th. I'll see. Well, you'll hear me coming, Ferimsky. You know, that's the deal.
Yeah, you know what? You better be careful. You better measure the thickness of that ice because the last time I saw you, you might be a little overweight for the thickness of the ice, Tom.
He's killing me. Again, that's pure Ferimsky. That's pure.
No, that's a lie. You lost a lot of weight. I can't wait to see you.
Chuck, you take care. Best to everybody. God spares. We'll see you there. Listeners,
okay.
The Fly Fishing Show, January 28th, 29th, 30th, New Jersey Convention and Exposition Center, Edison, New Jersey. Free parking! That's critical.
Absolutely. That's one of the best things.
Go to flyfishingshow.com. Get tickets in advance. Even the slightest interest in fly fishing. Hey, it's showtime. What are you doing in the winter? It's cold. It's raining. Get to this show. It will. It possibly could change your angling life. Chuck, you take care. Best of all. See you next week, brother.
Okay, see ya.
Be good. Way long on that segment. Grab that cup. Grab that red. We'll be right back. Rack and Fin Radio. Here we go. Look out below. Back inside Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom Pete. That was Chuck Ferimsky at a fly show next week, and it's going to be a monster. Get there. Try the long rod, especially in the saltwater end of things. Coming up a little later in the show, Captain Jim Frieda, saltwater stripers on the fly. Hey, we said Showtime. Talk about Showtime. Saltwater Underground back for season two. That is a kick-ass, close-to-home fishing show hosted by the none other than Nick Honoshefsky. It's back for the second year on the Sportsman's Channel. It airs Fridays at 10:30 a.m. and Sundays at 4:30 a.m. and 4:30 p.m. through March. I'm a Nicky Magnum. I remember he was a young gun. I think that's where he got the name Nicky Magnum. A young gun starting out years ago with the Fisherman magazine. He has since climbed the ladder. And with this guy's personality and knowledge and love of fishing, the consolation's not even the limit. Nicky Magnum, thanks for joining us, bro.
What's up, Tommy P? What's going on, my brother?
We got having Saltwater Underground back on track, season two. One, congratulations on that, because this is a very tough industry, the TV end of things. You got some great sponsors. Let's see, you got Savage Gear, Bubba, Shimano, Grunin's, Fisherman Supply. Shout out up there to Izzy and Ez, man. She kicks ass.
Yeah.
And also Grumpy's Tackle there in Seaside. Nick, congratulations. Sign on second season. Go, bro. What's it all about?
It's awesome, brother. Thanks again for having me on. I always love being on your show. Second season's awesome, man. We're filmed all in New Jersey. So
oh,
your listeners in the tri-state area, which is cool, you know, because so many shows out there are just like Florida focus or like, you know, kind of like wintertime places to go on vacation. But my show is absolutely filmed in our local home waters, you know, and, you know, we focus on the indigenous fisheries around here that you never really see on TV, like striped bass. This year, we got a weak fish episode. We got fluke episode. We got offshore sea bass. And just so many different fisheries we're focusing on around here with a lot of captains everyone knows in New Jersey. So I'm stoked to bring back season two. And
Honoshefsky, listen, it's going to be tough to beat because you know my proclivities, light tackle, small fish, that's my game. That show you did with Captain right. Dave the Rave, Show of White Perch, kicked ass last year, bro.
That was if anyone out there knows Dave Scholl, the Seek and Bay sportsman, everyone knows that he's such a character. And you want to talk about a local piney, man. He is like salt of the earth, South Jersey, man. But yeah, we did that white perch episode down there. And it was so much fun fishing like Mullica River and all that for white perch. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. We do fisheries that you don't normally see on TV,
right.
And that's all season one. And
Nick, that everybody can get to the genesis, Nick, of Saltwater Underground. Sitting around having a beer one night in front of the fire, campfire. How did it come about?
So basically, you know, I've hosted shows before on World Fishing Network and NBC Sports, and you know, since I kind of learned the industry a little bit and how to start selling television productions. And I just, you know, as a writer, I've always told stories, you know, through fishing, through all the magazines I've ever written for. And I wanted to kind of put that on television and tell a story through the television aspect lens. And it kind of gives me more freedom to work around. I work with a great production guy, Ryan Smolik at Numbskull Surf. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he comes from the surfing industry. So we kind of have this cool vibe.
Energy.
The way
Energy.
That we film it and the that we cut and edit it.
Nick, it's all energy, man. Your show is friggin' energy.
Yeah.
This is, by the way, the first time I've actually met Honoshefsky in person. Had the Yuzuri account and Seagar account. Got a selection of lures, and who do we get? Who get local? We want to promote this. Get these lures in the hands of the guys. And I mentioned this young guy at the Fisherman, Nick Honoshefsky. Also Dave DeGeneres. Dick Wood says, get him in his hands. Give the guy a call. He says, yeah, I know the area. I'll meet you at whatever marina that was. Or was it Wawa somewhere. I pull up, and listen, here's this yellow Jeep with no roof, no doors. I don't even think that thing had a hood. And here's this young stud there. And I said, because I've been reading his articles now for up to a year. I said, this kid knows his bleep. And Nick, it just blossomed from there, and you've made a name for yourself, and you keep going up the charts. It's the energy, the knowledge, and you're giving out the product, man, which is top notch.
Yeah, all the time. That's I've been doing this 23 years now. It's fun. I got into it when I was 23 years old, so you know I've been doing it 23 years, and just going through the motions, man. Going through the industry, I'm really just stoked to have the show out there again, and the upcoming episodes. You know, like I said, tomorrow, if any. hopefully people will watch it, but we got that with Dave DeGennaro. It's going to be grass shrimp and weak fish.
Captain Dave DeGennaro. Oh, yeah. I did that with him.
Well, yeah, yeah.
Nick, what?
That fishery.
Go ahead. That fishery was hot, and it was
been
not.
Around.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. You know, like through the 90s with the shrimp and the fish, yeah. You know, shrimp and weak fish. And then they went ghost. So Dave dialed them in last year, and I was like, man, I got to get that on camera, at least for posterity, if anything. And we lit them up, man. I mean, actually, we see the show, what we catch there, it all in Barnegat Bay. But it's a true awesome, you know, it's such a unique technique to Barnegat Bay. And we show you how to do it and, you know, fish the inlet there. But that's that's tomorrow's show, which would be really cool
now,
to watch. Anyone wants to see it.
Let's get to the psycho end of Saltwater Underground with Nick Konashevsky with Captain Two Live Crew Crudelli. What are you guys, 30-something miles out, sea bass, 5 to 6 footers, banging
more than that, boss.
3 to 4 seconds, and you pulled off an incredible show. Let's talk, Nick, we got a couple of minutes. Tell us about that show, man. That's a knockout!
Dude, let me tell you this. I was just up late night editing it, so when you called me this morning, I was basically just waking up. So we're editing that show now. Dude, you know, sometimes when you sit there and you write an article, you edit a show, something that gets you really, really fired up when you're doing it. This is the episode, man. It's going to be offshore sea bass and with Al Crudelli. And then, you know, I brought my uncle Greg Honoshevsky out there and Sean Riley and Jimmy Crudelli. And this show, man.
Wait, excuse me. Hondo?
Yo.
Hondo Honoshevsky?
Oh, yeah, I got the game warden out.
Tell you, man, he makes a hell of a barbecue.
We all be on our best behavior. Wait till you see this show. I'm not going to – there's a huge surprise in the show, put it that way. I'm not going to give away what we caught. But no doubt we were going out there for offshore sea bass, you know, about 45 miles out, 50 miles out on the wrecks. And we did a bang up job on those fish, but wait till you see the other fish we catch out there, man. It's pretty wild, man.
If anyone's gonna do it, it's Honoshevsky and Crudelli and Jimmy Crudelli as well. Sean Riley, all excellent fishermen. Now I know I never fish with Hondo, but I know he makes a hell of a barbecue. But that's another story. We got that.
Sorry.
Listeners, Nick Honoshevsky.
Yeah, we're gonna be cooking him up.
Saltwater Underground, Fridays 10:30 a.m. and Sundays 4:30 a.m. and 4:30 p.m. through March on the Sportsman's Channel. Nikki, congratulations. And it's the, like I said, the constellations aren't even the limit, dude. You are on your way.
Thanks. You know, anyone out there who wants to see the reruns too, they're on Waypoint TV and my YouTube channel. So if you want to see season one's reruns, they're on there, or just go to at Nick Konashevsky on Instagram. The link will be there too, if you don't mind me saying that.
No. Listen, check out the show with Shoal. I mean, with that white perch, you can make your tongue slap your brains out.
Crazy.
You
can watch all the old school.
Crazy light tackle fishing.
He's a nut job. I love it.
Nikki, best of the family knows. Listeners, Nick has two Dachshunds that are licensed by the FBI, CIA, and all branches of the military. These things take down UPS trucks and armored vehicles like there's no tomorrow. How did you train them to do that, Honoshevsky? You take care, Nick. Best ever. We'll see you soon, man.
All right, Pags. Love you, brother.
See
I'll ya. Talk to you.
Be good. Gap answer break coming up. Captain Jim Frieda, saltwater stripers, fly rod time. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio. Now, earlier in the show, we were talking about the fly fishing show that's coming up next weekend. Perusing the 51 seminars. I tell you, this weekend can make your head explode, all the information. You want to get into fly fishing, you're into fly fishing, want to improve the game, want to find out some things, some species that you never fish for. This is the place to be. Yeah, a bit of a ride from the Rack and Fin radio area, but so what? Hey, you can be anywhere in New Jersey, what, an hour and a half, 2 hours, top to bottom, north to south, east to west. One seminar in particular struck my attention because it is, you know, more and more people ask me about, Tom P., how do you get into that striper fly fishing game? You see people down here around the Ocean City area, down to Cape May, you know, Stonehall, Avalon, especially back in the ICW or in Barnegat Bay along the Sedge Islands, trying for the stripers with the fly, and also the blues. Well, there's a seminar. It's going to be, one's going to be on Friday, the 28th at 4:45. The other one's going to be Saturday, the 29th at 1:30, both in the facility's strike room. By Captain Jim Frieda. I just love this. New Jersey Striped Bass Blitzes, September to December, Baits, Flies, and Mayhem. I said, that is pure Frieda. I've known Jim for going on, Wow, 5 decades. Captain Jim is a U.S. Coast Guard licensed captain, owner of Sure Catch Sport Fishing out of Manasquan Inlet. He's been fishing the Jersey inshore and offshore. Has it been that long? My God, 4 decades. Targeting stripers, blues, false albacore. They will rip your face off, people. Bluefin and yellowfin tuna and mahi. His 21-year-old Tommy is his mate. Now, the last time I saw Tommy, he was about, it was at a Garden State Outdoor Show. He was about 10 or 11. And, man, at that age, this youngster had the fire in his eyes. You can see it. And I understand he is one hell of a fisherman himself. And I believe he's also a captain. Now, back to Jimmy. Captain Fried is on the nationwide elite pro staff of St. Croix Rods. The people, that ain't easy to get on. Trust me. He's also pro staff for Nomad Design Tackle. We had Nomad on a couple of weeks ago. About 3 weeks ago, rather. Sprog, Amagatsu, Chatter Lures, M. Fisher Plugs, Tony Maja, the Maja Spoon Prog, and the Outriggers. Among others. And Jimmy's a seminar speaker besides the George Poveromo World of Saltwater Sport Fishing Seminar Series. Jim was one of the guest panelists on that. He speaks at the Fly Fishing Shows. We know the Garden State Outdoor Show, the World Fishing and Outdoor Show up there in Suffern. I wonder if that's going to be coming off this year. And also one of the top draws at the Saltwater Expo, fingers crossed. That's going to be coming up in a few weeks, I believe. And Jimmy's also been, this is crazy. I'm taking up all this time, but I want you to give you the background on this guy who used to watch the back gate at Mount Carmel School in Orange on South Center Street. Okay. And he's also been on the Bloomberg Network out of New York, and he is an accomplished book author. Two of his best-selling books, one, Fishing the Jersey Coast, by far and away, so I guess that's about 20 years, I guess. Still, the definitive tome on fishing the Jersey coast. And he's also co-author of Saltwater Fishing, A Tactical Approach, A Guide for the Beach and Boat Fisherman. He penned that with Captain Gene Quigley and noted surf guy beyond, I don't know how many generations, Shell E. Karras. Mary, mother of God, after all that, I have Jimmy on the line right now. Very special guest. I haven't seen him in so many years, but this is the man, the one, the guy. You want a seminar, saltwater fly fishing, stripers, this is, listen, I'm telling you, it's worth the $18 admission fee just to get to see Jimmy and listen to his seminar. Captain Frieda, how you doing, man? Long time no see. How you been?
Good, Tommy. Doing really good, man. Thanks very much, man. I appreciate it. Yeah, we go back a long way to those patrol boy badges right at the parking lot at the school, at the elementary school. Yeah, that was all really good.
Jim, as I mentioned earlier, I saw it in your son's eyes when me and the lovely Dean Marie met. Maybe we saw you at the outdoor. And Denise says, boy, that kid looks fired up. I said, babe, I've known his dad. The antecedents are too exceptional. This kid's going to be it. And Tommy has quite a reputation himself, Cap.
Oh yeah, he's a rock star in the industry right now. He's going for his captain's license right this year.
Okay.
Because last year COVID shut the course down while he was in it. So he's retaking it, but he's mating for me. He mates on some major big boats also. He mates on Mushin.
Mushin, Captain Alan Lee.
yeah, he's going to be working for him this spring and this summer and fall. And he's been on the Eagle. He's been on the Big Mohawk he made it on. He's made it on Waterproof. So he's got tons of experience, and you know what? I learn from that kid every day. You know, I want some technical stuff. I want to know something. What rod? What reel? What do you recommend? I mean, he's worked at the Reel Seed in Briel. He gives me the answer. I don't even look anywhere else. I just call him up and I get it.
Certainly,
I trust him. That's the thing. I trust his knowledge and trust what he said.
And listen, Jimmy has, or Tommy rather, has certainly earned his bones. My mistake there. I know he was taking the captain's course. I assumed he made it because the kid's an ace. Listeners, on the January edition of Fisherman Magazine, that is Tommy Frieda there because he also does the freshwater thing, which I love, Jimmy Frieda. You know that.
yeah, absolutely, man. You started me out there.
We sort of started together because I didn't know the area. We just moved to Orange from Newark. My bones were made at Branchbrook Park Lake, also going up to High Point, you know, camping with my late great Uncle Tom, who just passed away. Uncle Tom, man, we mentioned your name here. And, you know, fishing for the sunnies and the stock trout. But, Jim, we messed it, man. Listen, every Monday in the spring, starting from opening day till school closed, the first week in June, second week, whatever it was, we were comparing fishing notes. Remember that, Jim?
Yeah.
Comparing the notes.
Yeah.
Carp, goldfish, sunny, suckers, trout, whatever, catfish. Well, Jim, let's get to your seminar. It's going to be a monster. New Jersey striped bass blitzes September to December, baits, flies, and mayhem. You're one of the key guides that specializes in fly fishing for the line siders. When now did you kick into that?
When I moved down to the shore here in 1980, I moved down here and started to just soak up everything I could, you know, about saltwater fishing, like a sponge, and just saw, you know, the size of the fish that you could catch on a fly rod, you know, compared to the size of the trout we were catching. You know, it just, the adrenaline rush was just incredible, and it's never, I've never lost it. You know, when you get hooked up on the fly rod, it feels like you're holding that fish by the tail.
Exactly.
That's the neat thing about it. You know?
Exactly.
Right there. And, so it's been a lot of fun, and my seminar is going to focus on the key time when it's the easiest time of this year to catch a striped bass on the fly rod, and that's going to be in the fall.
Jim, you're...
That's going to be in the fall when they're migrating,
right,
and they're feeding, and they're gorging themselves in their preparation to their journey back down south.
Listen, joining us on a live, very special guest is Captain Jim Frieda, owner of Shore Catch Sport Fishing out of Manasquan. His seminar is going to be 2 days, going to be the Friday and Saturday, the 28th and 29th at the Fly Fishing Show. It's going to be up there in, I believe that's Edison. Striped bass blitzes September to December, baits, flies, and mayhem. Now, Jim, you're going to compact your seminars. No matter the venue, it's basically standing room only when Frieda's up there at the podium with the PowerPoint, whatever you want to call it. Tremendous. Tremendous presentation, believe me. I sneak in the back and I learn and I leave. It's just amazing. Jim, you're compacting 40 years of an ever-changing, ever-evolving sport, be it fly fishing for stripers, into that hour, whatever it is, seminar. How do you pick and choose the topics? When, how, where, and what to use? Go, brother.
Well, I just look at it chronologically. You know, what happens from September to December? What baits do we see first that trigger the bite, that trigger the feed? And, you know, we're gonna go from mullet to that we see in September to bay anchovies and spearing that drive our September and October blitzes. And then as we move into later in the fall and in October and November, we start to see the peanut bunker come out. Mm-hmm. And we start to see some sand eels, and then, you know, we're gonna end with the big sea herring that we see running along the beach in December. So, you know, this year, and I got some we had some tremendous blitzes in November and December,
right,
with the peanut bunker along the beach, and the video that I captured and I have in the program is worth the price of admission, you know, in itself.
Listen, you're not gonna learn from anyone more qualified and a better and an educator, Jim's a teacher, than you will at this seminar, New Jersey Striped Bass Blitzes, September to December, baits, flies, and mayhem. It's going to be the fly fishing show next weekend. Jimmy's seminar is going to be Friday and Saturday. Well, Jim, you're tossing flies basically the size of songbirds, if not bigger. I mean, that's a whole method unto itself, is it not? I mean, can that be somewhat daunting to a novice?
Yes, it is. And, you know, the casting, you know, when we're in the boat, see, the key is you don't have to make any hero cast in the boat. You know, I'll have the boat do the work for you. You put the fly in the water, we can mend that fly out. We can have the boat drift away. We can let that line go down to about 30 feet in the water column, and all you got to do is start stripping.
Mm-hmm.
So it's still fun. Now the purists may say, well, that's not fly fishing, you're not casting. guys want to bend the rod. I don't care,
right,
how we bend the rod, you know. As far as there's no rules, I don't have to do it this way. You know, I'm going to put you in the fish, on the fish, and you're going to get the fish on the end of that fly rod is what we're going to do. So I'm going to teach a method. I call it stack mending that we do. And that's exactly what it is, with a weighted fly line, like a 350 grain fly line, where you cast it out the best you can. You strip all of the fly line in the water, another 50 yards of backing. And like I said, you let the wind push the boat away from the line. And once that line comes tight, mm-hmm, that's when you start stripping. And with that amount of line out, like I said, you're down about 30 feet. We can get you down about 30 feet. We're fishing over maybe 40 to 50 feet of water. So you're covering a lot of water vertically, and you're almost guaranteed to see a strike.
Well, Jim, just prior to that run now, in September, you know, late August, September, into early October, great sport on the fly rod for stripers in the back. Now, I've caught them on a fly rod back there in, you know, up your area. What's that, Manasquan River, Dog Beach, back in Glimmerglass Channel. Nothing big. Now, but we've seen some nice-sized bass coming along the sedge banks in Barnegat Bay. You know, again, that big, some keeper, you know, 28 to 29, 30 inches. But that's a sport unto itself back there, correct?
Yes, it is. And that's the staging area. I mean, that's where all your baits are going to pour out of. You know, your peanut bunker are back there all summer long.
Right.
You know, and then once you get those moons in late October, November, they're coming out. Spearing are going to push. Anchovies are going to push, you know. So you're back there. It's key, and especially at night when there's no boat traffic. Because during the day, if there's a lot of boat traffic, it's going to be tough. Fish are going to be pushed down. But at night, we'll go back there at night, you know, and you can just hear the bass exploding. You can hear the bass sipping. We go down to the boat sometimes in the dark at 4 o'clock to get ready at 4 o'clock in the morning, all around the marina. I don't even have to take the guys out.
Right.
You know, we just fish right there, right in between the boat slips.
Okay, you know, Jim, your schedule is, it's... What do you call it? It's like basically in hyperdrive between your seminar series, your writing. Listen, by the way, Jimmy's article, you see him in the Fisherman magazine, actually on the water, saltwater sportsman. The guy's an excellent writer, gets to the point, like his fishing gets to the point, gets you on the fish. Now, Jimmy, I don't know, you're chartering, I assume, but do you have any dates left? I mean, the 2022 must be pretty much booked. Do you have any openings with Sedelio?
Yeah, well, I have some openings left, but you know, all clients that I have last year, the year before, I have so many returning clients, my dates are limited. So, you know, if anyone's interested, now's the time to call, because once after these shows, you know, this show and then the Edison show, and I'm doing the Canyon Runner show again this year, you know, dates go quick. So, you know, don't wait till it's, you know, too late, you know, when the action's already happened and you get closed out. If you're going to book a charter with anyone, now's the time to do it. Me or someone else, another charter captain. There's plenty of great guys around here you can get on a boat with. So now's the time to act. Now's the time to do it.
Jim, you mentioned, again, repeat business. And say the past, decade, round number, the past 10 years, have you seen the fly rod end of things in saltwater? Has that been growing, staying flat? What's the deal? What do you think?
No, I don't see it really exploding and growing like it was back in the 90s here. You know, most guys, you know, they don't care how they catch a fish. So we, you know, I provide every opportunity, you know, with the fly rod. I love to get guys on the fly rod, show them how it's done. You know, we'll go out there. We'll start with spinning rods. They'll be hooking up. I say, look, here, let me show you. Take this fly rod. Now tell me what this feels like compared to that spinning rod. So, yeah.
Hey, Frieda,
we do it all. Conventional Frieda, spin, fly.
Frieda, let me interrupt you a second. My cousin Mario, we call him Bones, Bones Rossi. Right. To this day, I just saw him. Unfortunately, it was at my uncle's or our uncle's funeral. We're talking about on the side there. To this day, you ready? And this is a good rendition of my cousin Mario, who I love dearly. Damn! That's my family, Tom Dale. Damn! Remember Frieda with the bluefish on the fly rod? I thought my arms were getting pulled off. Holy God! To this day, Frieda, he talks about, that's what, 15, 20 years ago?
Yeah, it was. Yep.
I never saw a bluefish that big. He was used to catching snappers while we're crabbing, and Frieda has him on 15 to 18-pound bluefish on the fly rod. Jim, I mean, your experiences with people are just in size forever in memory. Listeners, that's next week at the Fly Fishing Show, Friday the 28th at 4:45 in the Strike Room. Jim Frieda, New Jersey Striped Bass Blitzes, September to December. Baits, flies, and mayhem, and it is mayhem. And also Saturday at 1:30 again in the Strike Room. Jim Frieda's outstanding seminar. You go to it, you're going to be hooked on stripers with the fly rod forever. Trust me on that. Okay, Jim, before I let you go, two questions. One, when's your next book out, Duba? Come on. Come on. We need a book, Jim.
No,
come on.
I'm
come on, Jim. Jim, dude, come on. Come on, Jimmy. Come on.
Just articles. I'm solely for the mags right now. No, I don't have enough time to sit down and get another book together. But, you know, it's just the articles right now. If I do ever go to another book, I think it's going to be from a biblical or God perspective in terms of fishing and what he's given us. And gifts that we have to enjoy and his blessing.
Fair enough. Listen, if you can find the books, if you can find them, Fishing the Jersey Coast and Saltwater Fishing, A Tactical Approach, A Guide for the Beach and Boat Fishermen. Now, Captain Frieda penned that with Captain Gene Quigley and legendary surf angler and jetty angler Shell E. Karras. Okay, now, Jim, before I let you go, how are Carmen, Debbie, and Patty?
They're all good. They're all good. All good, man. We all just got together for my cousin's wedding. You know, my whole family, all of us. My mom and dad are still alive.
God bless them. God bless them.
94 and 93.
I said, Frieda, the antecedents. Come on, man. Unless there's one thing. Now there are mean dogs. There are viciously mean dogs, and there are super viciously super mean dogs, and one was named Gypsy at Mount Carmel School that, yeah. I mean, she took down UPS guys back then, mailmen, she took down garbage trucks, everything. Jimmy's younger brother, Carmen, for whatever reason, this dog loved him to no end, could do no wrong. Even the priests were afraid of this dog. You see the Franciscan friars running up the stairs, tripping over the rosary beads pretty much. Carmen showed up, and the dog was, boop. Jimmy, what was his magic with that dog? Did he ever tell you to, like, feed her kibbles and bits? What was that?
No, I don't know, but you remember that well. You brought back some nice memories there. I remember that now.
I remember getting chased. Hey, man. Yeah. Well, Captain Jim Frieda, look forward to seeing you next week, my brother. You be good. Listeners, you can't miss this seminar at the Fly Show next week. You will be hooked forever with the long rod with the stripers. Jimmy, take care. See you soon, brother.
Thanks, Tom P.
See you.
Bye-bye.
Way long on that segment. What I'll tell you, this guy is just an incredible fishing and an all-around beautiful person. Just a great guy. And that'll do it for this week. I'm Rack and Finn Radio with me, Tom P. Get out there and enjoy it. Weather's a little gnarly. So what? Small game season still open. So I'll have some waterfowl seasons open. I'll tell you, I can't wait. I know the lake goose season's still going. I cannot wait for that conservation order hunt to start in, a couple of weeks, the 15th or 16th, I believe. That shall be something. God bless America. God bless our troops. God bless law enforcement and first responders. See you next week. Rack and Fin Radio.